We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
From the University of St. Joseph, it's my great pleasure, and Joe's as well, to introduce Kenneth Long, Dr. Kenneth Long, Professor of History, Political Science. And first of all, Doctor, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, okay. Usually these kind of midterm elections, it's kind of a bore. A lot of people don't pay attention. Presidential election, y'all go out. But what are you expecting today? Because these are all local elections, by and large. What are you expecting to see?
Not much. This will be, as usual, a fairly boring off-year election.
Okay.
There's not much going on. Local races can be important to local communities, so that's real. But in terms of what's going on, in terms of the odd governor's race or the three House seats that are filling midterm vacancies, they're all in very partisan districts or states. So there's unlikely to be any surprises. There'll be pundits who say, "Ooh, that was closer than we expected,"
right.
but it's not really going to be.
So it was 5-4.
Well, because everybody's trying to make trends here, right? I mean, that's what everybody is looking to do, Kenneth, is that people are trying to take two results and make it seem like it's some big trend.
Yep, I think so. And here, literally, we have three House races, two governor's elections today, one in about a week and a half. There's not much that you can put together as a trend based on such limited numbers.
So, Dr. Long, go ahead, finish your thought,
please. This is a good day to practice for next year.
You mean practice so there's no problems at the polls?
Yeah. No, just to, you know, get used to whatever it is. You know, here's the question I would have. And this is apparently both parties, Republicans, not so much Republicans, but certainly Democrats, are trying to tie this to Trump.
Yeah, I think there's a sense that Trump is beatable, and that certainly is the case. It's a question of, will the next election be particularly close? Can Trump pull it out? Will the coming election turn into another unpopularity contest, which would be good?
That's what it was.
It was last time, undoubtedly. If there had been an option on the ballot, neither of these candidates, that would have won in a landslide last time. And that may be again the case this time. We'll have to see how things develop.
Locally, it seems like there's a couple of interesting mayoral races in Connecticut, and I thought it was interesting yesterday that the court would not hear the challenge on the Bridgeport election. Did that surprise you or not?
No, it didn't. It's unusual for the courts to step in and change ballots, particularly last minute. So there's a tendency for the courts to stay back. It didn't exactly give a blessing to Bridgeport practices.
They don't need any help in that department.
Yeah, they're good at that.
So, no, that didn't surprise me. And, of course, Ghanem is certainly likely to be easily elected, with his only challenger of note staging a write-in ballot, which is a difficult.
Well, that's the thing. Eddie Perez is also still on the Hartford ballot, and
right.
Tony Harp is still on the New Haven ballot, and Marilyn Moore's on as a write-in candidate. But considering all the election problems they have in Bridgeport, it'd be hard to imagine people are going to be writing a name on a ballot, because those election results would be learned in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly so.
That's
right. People don't really understand how to write in anyway, so you would have to have something truly extraordinary to be going on for a write-in campaign to succeed.
You know, an interesting thing to me, and Joe and I have talked about this before, is the whole idea that, you know, just look at Ghanem, case in point. Even though he did some time in prison, quite a bit, actually, pretty long stretch, he still is the favorite to win the mayoral election. But then again, you look over at Providence in the old days, and look at Buddy Cianci, kept getting reelected. Is that, what's it take to be able to overcome that?
It's hard to say. I mean, there have been a lot of places in the country over time where people have been convicted of serious crimes and then come back and won another term. Probably the most famous was with Edwin Edwards in Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. There's another Edwards running now, no relation. He was expected to be reelected as governor, but that made for fun bumper stickers because Edwards then was running against David Duke, the former
Merry Christmas.
So you had the lovely bumper stickers like "Better the Lizard than the Wizard," and it made for an interesting campaign.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Raymond.
Well, no, so you enjoy your work, which I think is a wonderful thing. Why, though, does, and, you know, I don't know if you and I have talked about it with Joe, but I think is the place where you, as a human being, as a citizen, are most effective is on the local level. And yet very few people pay attention to local politics.
Unfortunately, I have to tell my students that if a race is really incredibly close, and it's a national race, and it's within a few ballots, that they'll never get an accurate count. And unfortunately, the election will probably go to whomever steals it.
Either through
shenanigans or whatever. But in local races, that's not the case. In local races, there are very few ballots cast, and one or a few votes can really make a difference. So it's interesting. We spend so much time looking at what's going on in national government, and maybe there's good reason for that. That's where more of the power is now than was the case 100-plus years ago. But we do forget what influence we can exert locally, and maybe that's a shame.
Talking to Dr. Kenneth Long from the University of St. Joseph's, the professor of history at Poli Sci, about today's elections, which are, as Ken has said, 99.9% municipal elections, elections in our neck of the woods. What would a good, in our state, Ken, what would be a good turnout today? 20%, 25%?
Yeah, about 20-25% is about normal. That's of the percentage of people who are eligible to vote. So it might be slightly higher than that in terms of those who are actually registered. Right. But if you just take it as a percentage of those who could be registered to vote, it's about a quarter that you see. And these are diehard voters. So these are people who will be tracked closely for next year as people you could be fairly certain will show up and vote.
Dr. Long, go ahead, finish that thought because that's important.
No, I was actually moving on to another thought. There is one sort of interesting set of races today. It's probably in Virginia for the state legislature.
Right.
Because their legislature is already so close between Republicans and Democrats, Republicans having a very tiny edge in both houses. That one or both of those houses could easily flip, and people will probably be talking about that tomorrow if that happens.
Here's a question I have just concerning campaigning. And I know up and down my street, I am seeing quite a few yard signs. But is there a correlation between the number of yard signs you might have displayed in people's yards and the outcome of the election? Do they mean anything?
No, it really doesn't. I have a neighbor who staged a very, very good race as measured by yard signage. So I had a lovely sign across the street where he lives and all through the neighborhood and even far away I was seeing his signs and they were big and showy and well done.
And he got killed.
He lost by the typical margin a Republican would lose to in West Hartford. So, mostly what you want to look at beyond the yard signs is are you seeing the campaign really go door to door?
Right.
For a local campaign, it's sort of simple. You figure out how many votes you need to win, and then you list them. You count literally vote by vote. Which person in which house do you expect will vote for you? And if you're not sure if they will, you go back and say hello again. That's how you run a really aggressive local campaign.
So the really important thing is, like, for example, in this very moment in Iowa, I doubt you can turn the TV on without, you know, seeing an ad or walking into a convenience store and meeting a candidate, okay? And it's the same way in New Hampshire. But, in a way, it seems like that doesn't have the effect that it used to.
It's still maybe that for local races, it's still tried and true method. I think people are looking at a different standard for national candidates. So they're starting to ask questions, not who's necessarily the nicest person, who do I trust the most, but who do I think can deal with Washington, who do I think can win the election, who will other people like as much as I seem to like them, and that factors into the way some people vote in a way it really wouldn't at the local level. At the local level, it's, he came to my door, she did, and she seems nice, and I like her, I'll vote for her. Okay.
All right, we'll be watching tonight and looking for analysis. Ken, thanks for being with us. Professor Kenneth Long from the University of St. Joseph's.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Doctor.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.